Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Chrysanthemum. It was written by Kevin Henkes, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Awa.
Awa?
Uh-huh.
Mommy and Awa. I hope you feel better, Awa.
Awa.
Like that? No, just Awa. I like it. Okay, let's go. The day she was born was the happiest day in her parents' lives. "She's perfect," said her mother.
"Absolutely,"
said her father. And she was.
Who
was
her?
She was absolutely perfect. Let's find out. "Her name must be everything she is," said her mother.
"Her name must be absolutely perfect,"
said her father. And it was Chrysanthemum. Her parents named her Chrysanthemum. Do you know how to spell Chrysanthemum? Let's do it together. C-H-R-Y-S-A-N-T-H-E-M-U-M. M-U-M. That's an important one to be able to spell. Chrysanthemum grew and grew and grew. And when she was old enough to appreciate it, Chrysanthemum loved her name. She loved the way it sounded when her mother woke her up. She loved the way it sounded when her father called her for dinner. And she loved the way it sounded when she whispered it to herself in the bathroom mirror. Chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum.
No, you have to say it first two in her parents' voices and the last one in her voice.
Okay, Chrysanthemum,
chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum loved the way her name looked when it was written with ink on an envelope. She loved the way it looked when it was written with icing on her birthday cake. And she loved the way it looked when she wrote it herself with her fat orange crayon. Chrysanthemum. 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 Chrysanthemum thought her name was absolutely perfect. And then she started school. On the first day, Chrysanthemum wore her sunniest dress and her brightest smile. She ran all the way to school. "Hooray!" said Chrysanthemum. "School!" But when Mrs. Chud took roll call, everyone giggled upon hearing Chrysanthemum's name. But let's take a look at their names. There's Dawn, Eve, Lois, Al, Les, Kay, Max, Sue, Bill, Pat, Tom, Sam, Ken, Joe, Rita, Victoria, and Chrysanthemum.
"It's so long,"
said Joe.
"It scarcely fits on your name tag,"
said Rita, pointing. "Oh, Rita, we don't point. That's not kind."
"I'm named after my grandmother,"
said Victoria.
"You're named after a flower."
Chrysanthemum wilted. She did not think her name was absolutely perfect. She thought it was absolutely dreadful. The rest of the day was not much better. During nap time, Victoria raised her hand and informed Mrs. Chud that Chrysanthemum's name was spelled with 13 letters.
"That's exactly half as many letters as are in the entire alphabet,"
Victoria explained. "Thank you for sharing that with us, Victoria," said Mrs. Chud. "Now put your head down."
"If I had a name like yours, I'd change it,"
Victoria said, as the students lined up to go home.
"I wish I could," thought
chrysanthemum miserably.
Welcome home,
said her mother.
Welcome home,
said her father.
School is no place for me,
said chrysanthemum.
My name is too long. It scarcely fits on my name tag. And I'm named after a flower.
Oh, pish, said her mother.
Your name is beautiful.
And precious, and priceless, and fascinating, and winsome,
said her father.
It's everything you are, said her mother.
Absolutely perfect,
said her father. Can I say something? Mm-hmm. First of all, I feel like Victoria is not a very kind person. Mm-mm. Yeah. I do not believe she has yet learned how to be a good friend. I also want to say something else. We don't want to allow what other people say about us to make us feel like we are not good enough. Because I like you just the way you are. You don't have to do anything or make yourself into anything that you are not to try to please other people. And I wish that Chrysanthemum knew how great she is just by being who she is, just by being Chrysanthemum. Mm-hmm. And I also would like to say to her that, her parents think she's absolutely perfect. And even if she may think I'm not perfect, which, that's fair. Nobody is actually truly 100% perfect, but we all do our best. If she can believe that she's doing her best and try her hardest, then it doesn't matter what Victoria says, right? Mm-hmm. Chrysanthemum felt much better after her favorite dinner, macaroni and cheese with ketchup, and an evening filled with hugs and kisses and Parcheesi. Do you know what Parcheesi is? Mm-mm. It's a game that you play with dice. It's a board game. That night, Chrysanthemum dreamed that her name was Jane. It was an extremely pleasant dream. The next morning, Chrysanthemum wore her most comfortable jumper. She walked to school as slowly as she could. She dragged her feet in the dirt. Chrysanthemum, 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 she wrote.
She even looks like a flower,
said Victoria, as Chrysanthemum entered the playground.
Let's pick her,
said Rita, pointing.
Let's smell her,
said Joe. Chrysanthemum wilted. She did not think her name was absolutely perfect. She thought it was absolutely dreadful. The rest of the day was not much better. During nap time, Victoria raised her hand and said,
A chrysanthemum is a flower. It lives in a garden with worms and other dirty things.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Victoria, said Mrs. Chud. Now put your head down.
I just cannot believe your name,
Victoria said as the students lined up to go home.
Neither can I,
thought Chrysanthemum miserably. I would like to say that if I was Mrs. Chud, I think I would say something to Victoria along the lines of, That doesn't sound very kind, Victoria. I think we could find kinder things to say to our friends. I think I would say something like that to her. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I was Miss Chud and she did that, and Victoria did that for a week, At the end, I would either say, principal office, go. Or, I'd be stern.
You would be stern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Victoria did that for more than a week.
Yeah.
Welcome home,
said her mother.
Welcome home, said her father.
School is no place for me,
said Chrysanthemum.
They said I even look like a flower, pretended to pick me and smell me.
Oh, pish, said her mother. They're just jealous.
And envious, and begrudging, and discontented, and jaundiced, said her father. Those are big words.
But I agree with them all. He's saying they're sounding jealous, and that they aren't happy with their own situation, and so they are wanting to make you feel bad about yours.
Who wouldn't be jealous of a name like yours? Said her mother.
After all, it's absolutely perfect, said her father.
Chrysanthemum felt a trifle better after her favorite dessert, chocolate cake with buttercream frosting, and another evening filled with hugs and kisses and parcheesi. That night, Chrysanthemum dreamed that she really was a chrysanthemum. She sprouted leaves and petals, and Victoria picked her and plucked the leaves and petals one by one until there was nothing left but a scrawny stem. It was the worst nightmare of Chrysanthemum's life.
I know. That sounds like a terrible dream, doesn't it?
Chrysanthemum wore her outfit with 7 pockets the next morning. She loaded the pockets with her most prized possessions and her good luck charms. Chrysanthemum took the longest route possible to school. She stopped and stared at each and every flower. Chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum, chrysanthemum. The flowers seemed to say. That morning, the students were introduced to Mrs. Twinkle, the music teacher. Her voice was like something out of a dream, as was everything else about her. The students were speechless. They thought Mrs. Twinkle was an indescribable wonder. What does that mean? What is something that is indescribable?
Something you can't say what it is.
Yeah, something that's beyond words. Mm-hmm. What's a wonder?
A jaw-dropping thing.
A jaw-dropping thing. I love the way you described that. Yes. They went out of their way to make a nice impression. Mrs. Twinkle led the students in scales. Then she assigned roles for the class musical. Victoria was chosen as the dainty fairy queen. Rita was chosen as the spiffy butterfly princess. Joe was chosen as the all-important pixie messenger. And Chrysanthemum was chosen as a daisy.
Chrysanthemum's a daisy, Chrysanthemum's a daisy.
Joe, Rita, and Victoria chanted, thinking it was wildly funny. Chrysanthemum wilted. She did not think her name was absolutely perfect. She thought it was absolutely dreadful.
Rita points. That's the baddest part.
Yeah, she does that a lot, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. What's so humorous? Asked Mrs. Twinkle.
Chrysanthemum, was the answer. Her name is so long, said Joe. It scarcely fits on her name tag, said Rita, pointing. I'm named after my grandmother, said Victoria. She's named after a flower.
My name is long, said Mrs. Twinkle.
It is,
said Joe.
My name would scarcely fit on a name tag, said Mrs. Twinkle.
It would,
said Rita, pointing.
And, said Mrs. Twinkle, I'm named after a flower, too.
You are?
Said Victoria.
Yes, said Mrs. Twinkle.
My name is Delphinium. Delphinium Twinkle. And if my baby is a girl, I'm considering Chrysanthemum as a name. I think it's absolutely perfect.
Wow, 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 wow. I bet that's probably pretty shocking for them, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Chrysanthemum could scarcely believe her ears. She blushed. She beamed. She bloomed. Chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum. Chrysanthemum.
Joe, Rita, and Victoria looked at Chrysanthemum longingly.
Call me Marigold, said Joe. I'm Carnation, said Rita, pointing.
Why does Rita point?
I don't know, but she does a lot. My name is Lily of the Valley, said Victoria.
Chrysanthemum did not think her name was absolutely perfect. She knew it. And here, at the end of the book...
Wait, at the end does she say she is the... She knows she's the most...
Let's see what it says. At the end of the book, it gives us an epilogue, which means when the story ends, this is what happens next. Overall, the class musical was a huge success. Chrysanthemum was absolutely perfect as a daisy. Victoria made the only mistake. She completely forgot her lines as the dainty fairy queen. Chrysanthemum thought it was wildly funny, and she giggled throughout the entire dance of the flowers. Eventually, Mrs. Twinkle gave birth to a healthy baby girl. And, of course, she named her Chrysanthemum. So, the moral of the story is what? Don't tease other people, especially about things that they can't fix about themselves. Mm-hmm. Don't be rude and point your fingers and say mean things. But if someone is pointing at you and saying mean things about you,
get a grown up.
They don't have the power to hurt you. Know your worth. You are loved just the way you are. And it doesn't matter what they think, because I think you're pretty amazing. And that, our friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.